ALS is evil. It is 100% fatal, usually within 2 to 5 years. But the horror of this disease is the months and years leading up to the end. Day by day you lose your dignity, your independence, the ability to move anything but your eyes, and finally your ability to breathe. I can't speak except through this iPad.
Dave Huntley is a former marathon runner and an Ironman athlete, a professor emeritus at San Diego State University, and a father and husband. In 2013, he was diagnosed with ALS, which is more commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Today, I have lost the ability to run, walk, or even stand. I have lost over half of my breathing capacity and rely on a feeding tube.
Huntley wants to try a drug called GM604, which might slow the progress of his disease. But there is a problem. The drug is currently lost in a quagmire known as the FDA drug approval process.
To get a drug approved today, it costs drug companies, on average, about $1 billion. It takes about 10 years.
Starley Coleman is a senior policy advisor with the Goldwater Institute, a free market think tank based in Arizona. She helped design a bill that's been introduced into state legislatures across the country. It's called Right to Try.
Right to Try is a state law to give terminally ill people the ability to go around the FDA, essentially, in an effort to try to save their own lives. When you are in a situation where you've been diagnosed as terminally ill and none of the treatments that are available on the market today are working for you, you shouldn't have to fight the government too. This is the most fundamental liberty, the right to save your own life.
The Goldwater Institute's initiative is already a stunning success. So far, 23 states have adopted a right to try law, and 13 more are actively considering the legislation. Also, there's a national bill that has already passed the House and Senate that protects each state's right to implement these laws. The Goldwater Institute's right to try legislation has been successful where earlier initiatives have failed, in part because it applies only to drugs that have made it past the first stage of the FDA approval process. So the chance that these pharmaceuticals would be truly destructive or increase patient suffering is greatly diminished.
One of the pieces of Right to Try is that drugs that are eligible for access under this law have to be continuing to go through the FDA approval process.
And yet some critics worry that the effect will be to provide false hope. And they object that Right to Try bills often protect pharmaceutical companies from legal liability. But Dave Huntley argues that the simple goal is to give him a shot at living a longer life or being more comfortable in the time that he has left.
Without any treatment, I will pass in 3 to 9 months. How is keeping a potentially life-saving drug from me saving my life? The decision to use an investigational drug to fight a fatal disease should be between a patient and his or her doctor.
The FDA declined to make someone available to be interviewed for this story, but provided a written statement arguing that the agency is already doing what Right to Try legislation seeks to accomplish through what's known as the Expanded Access Program. The FDA-administered process, which dates back to 1987, allows pharmaceutical companies to offer experimental drugs to patients who have run out of options. But Starley Coleman says the FDA's Expanded Access Program doesn't go far enough.
The FDA's own accelerated approval process shortens the time window from 10 years to 7 years for drug approval. It just doesn't work for someone who's in a terminally ill situation.
ALS doesn't just kill you. It takes away everything you care about, one at a time. Conversations with my friends, colleagues, wife, and daughter are a thing of the past. GM604 may fail to stop T progression in me, or it could extend my life and even restore some of the function I have lost. But at the very least, it gives me something with which to fight back against this horrendous disease.